Queen Who Walked Sideways. The king and the queen lives in a huge palace with tall towers, grand gardens, with stables and coaches and horses and guards guarding the tall gold gates at the entrance. There were servants and butlers and maids and gardeners and cleaners and cooks. But of all the people who lived in the palace, there was one man more important than all of them. It was the wise man, because the wise man knew everything, because he was very, very clever. So everyone, from the king and queen to the lowest servant, was very happy, because if ever there was a problem, the wise old man was always there to help. Until one day, something very strange happened to the queen. "Look," said the king to the wise man, "look how my queen is walking." And do you know how the queen was walking? She was walking sideways. "She's been like that since dinner yesterday." And, the king thumped the table with his fist, "she is going around pinching people." "Ow!" cried the wise man. The queen had walked sideways towards the wise man and pinched him. "You are a wise man," said the king. "Make my queen walk straight and stop her pinching people." Now the wise man was very wise, and he knew there was something that walked sideways and pinched people. "I bet you're not as clever as the wise man. I bet you don't know what walks sideways and pinches people." "What did you have for dinner last night, Your Majesty?" asked the wise man to the queen. "I had lettuce and plums and spaghetti and cherries and things that I like," said the queen. Lettuce, plums, spaghetti and cherries could not make the queen walk sideways and pinch people, thought the wise man. "Oh, I forgot," said the queen. "I ate a crab." That was it. The queen had ate a crab, and now she was walking like a crab, because crabs walk sideways and pinch people. Then said the wise man, "You must never eat another crab again." "Right," said the king. "There must never be another crab in the palace." Within a week, the queen was walking normally again and had stopped pinching people. To say thank you, the king gave the wise man a whole year supply of ice cream. "Wise man," the king was shouting again, "look at my queen." The queen had got wider. In fact, she was almost as wide as she was tall, so the queen was almost square. She was so wide she had to squeeze through the palace doorways, which was all right because she wobbled all over, and when she sat down, she bounced. "Do something about it," cried the king. "I don't want a queen that bounces." Straight away, the wise man asked the queen what she had had for dinner the night before. "I had lettuce and plums and spaghetti and cherries and things that I like," said the queen. "And what else?" asked the wise man. "Oh, I had a jelly, a big, big jelly." "That's it," yelled the king. "No more jellies in the palace." But the next day, "Wise man!" It was the king again. It was another problem. "Show him," said the king. The wise man watched as the queen stood up in front of her throne, and then, you won't believe this, the king didn't believe it, the wise man didn't believe it, no one in the room believed it, and even I didn't believe it. The queen, instead of walking, hopped across the room. The wise man closed his eyes and sighed. "Your Majesty, what did you have for dinner last night?" "I had lettuce and plums and spaghetti and cherries and things that I like," said the queen. "And what else?" said the king. "Oh," said the queen, "I had some rabbit." "No, no, 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 no." The king was so annoyed, He ran around in a circle around his throne and kicked his crown out of the window. "You silly Billy Queen," he said. Something had to be done. Everything the Queen ate was changing her. If she ate nuts, she would run up a tree like a squirrel. If she ate a banana, she would swing from the roof like a monkey. And if she ate a carrot, she would sound like a donkey. That's what a donkey sounds like. And we don't want the Queen sounding like that, do we? The answer, said the wise man, is I will have to watch what the Queen eats. And he did. He sat with the Queen each time she ate anything. She had lettuce and plums and spaghetti and cherries because she always liked them, but anything else was a problem. "After my lettuce and plums and spaghetti and cherries this evening," said the Queen, "I think I shall have a nice big steak." The wise man shook his head. "No, Your Majesty," he said. "Steak comes from a cow, and if you eat a steak, you will moo like this." "Then," said the Queen, "I shall have 5 sausages instead."
"Sausages," said the wise man,
"are made from pigs, and if you eat a sausage, you will sound like this." "You are a wise man," said the Queen, "so for my next dinner you will find something for me to eat that does not make me sound like an animal." And nothing was too difficult for the wise man, and at the next dinner, after the Queen had eaten her lettuce and plums and spaghetti and cherries, she said, "Now, wise man, what can I eat to finish my dinner that will not make me sound like an animal?" The wise man took a packet from his pocket and poured the contents onto a plate in front of the Queen. "What," snapped the Queen, "are those?"
"They are seeds, Your Majesty," replied the wise man. "There are sunflower seeds and poppy seeds and barley seeds and rose seeds, and they are very, very good for you."
The Queen picked up a seed and crunched it in her mouth.
"Hmm,"
she said, "that tastes nice, and it smells of roses." And so the Queen ate the plate of seeds, and this is something you must never do. She then licked the plate when she had finished. The next morning, the wise man waited for the King to start shouting. But all was quiet, so he went into the dining room where the King was having breakfast with the Queen.
"Wonderful, wise man," cried the King. "The Queen is not making any animal noises."
Just then, they heard that bird singing. Except it was not a bird. Can you guess what it was? Yes, it was the Queen. After eating the bird seed, she could sing like a bird, which made the King, the wise man, the Queen, and everyone in the palace very, very happy.